Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb. Lord,
Hallelujah, 归给羔羊。
we're so grateful that you are in our midst.
主，我们何等的感恩，你就在我们中间。
You are so faithful.
你是何等的信实。
We are each one your empty vessel.
我们每一个人都是你倒空的器皿。
We long to be filled with you.
我们渴望被你来充满，
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们中间，
Our hearts are your vessel.
我们的心就是你的器皿。
We ask today that you will pour in more of your Holy Spirit.
我们恳求你今天更多倾倒下你的圣灵。
But we will think your thoughts, we will feel your feelings.
好，让我们来思想你的思想，来感觉你的感觉。
We'll be more yielded and empty of ourselves.
让我们更多的让位给你，更多的倒空我们自己。
To carry about your spirit everywhere we go, everything we do.
无论我们走到哪里，无论我们做什么，我们都来带着你的圣灵同去。
As we gather together, we want to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
当我们一起聚集在这里，我们要把我们的身体献上，当做活祭。
One that is pleasing to you, Lord Jesus.
成为一个讨你喜悦的人，主耶稣。
Thank you. Thank you for your presence.
使我们感谢你的同在。
Bless every student gathered together.
请你祝福每一个聚集在这里的学员。
In Jesus' holy name, Amen.
奉主耶稣神圣的名祷告，阿门。
Good morning or good evening to you.
早安或者晚安。
It's a beautiful day when Jesus comes.
耶稣以来就是美好的一天。
There's nothing so precious as his presence.
没有什么比他的同在更宝贵的了。
Nothing really matters but Jesus and abiding in him.
除了主耶稣和住在他里面之外，没有什么事是更加重要的。
So we ask him to fill us more and more with his own spirit.
所以我们要请求他更多、更多的用他的灵来充满我们。
That's the great conclusion of our study.
这就是我们往下的结论。
We are channels to be emptied, but that's not the end.
我们都是要被倒空的器皿和管道，但这不是结局。
That's just the beginning of a wonderful life where Jesus fills us with his spirit.
这只是一个开始，主耶稣要以他自己的灵来充满我们。
Let's open our hearts as we hear that beautiful song that we are channels only.
让我们来敞开心，来聆听这首美丽的诗歌。我不过是一道运河。
哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。
Amen.
是的，我们都是神所拣选的，要成为他所使用的器皿。但是这个器皿必须完全被他倒空，被他自己来充满。哦，没有自己的意思，让主自己来使用。哈利路亚，能够彰显他的荣耀。赞美主，赞美主。哈利路亚，赞美神。哦，我们来唱。我不过是你的运河。我已登蒙宝血洗净，尝过天上的喜乐， 得着生命，充满神灵，好使我沉溺运河。主，我不过是你运河，你要流出你生命。求你用我坚韧干渴，无忧时间无止境。不过足以祝福云和，云给四围的客人，云给他们求恩快乐，彼此满足的福身。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我坚韧干渴，无忧时间无止境。倒空后，让你来充满；洁净后，让你失灵。无力只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。主，我不过是你云和，你要流出你生命。求你用我坚韧干渴，无忧时间无止境。救主求将圣灵充满，这个已经奉献身，好让火虽如何一般，从我里面直流奔。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命。求你用我坚韧干渴，无忧时间无止境。主，我不过是你云河，你要流出你生命。求你用我坚韧干渴，无忧时间无止境。啊，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，主啊，求你来充满我们，充满我们。主啊，我们说我们只不过是一个器皿。主啊，靠着我们，我们什么都不能做，我们唯有更多的倒空，让主你自己来使用，凭你一心。哦，没有我们的意思。主啊，让我们成为一个空的器皿，一个能够让你完全使用、自由流通的管道，让你的旨意、让你的祝福能够透过这个器皿，能够流向那一些所需要的人。哦，主啊，哈利路亚！主，我们说器皿不能做什么，唯有你自己能做。愿你自己的荣耀更大的彰显。更大的彰显出来，主啊，让世人都能够看见，你是那个活水泉，你是那个源头，你是那祝福，主啊，你是我们的一切又一切，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
哦，哈利路亚，谢谢你，耶稣。
That was such a blessed song that Ella sang for us.
圣旧姐妹唱的这首诗歌，使我们蒙到祝福。
I love verse 3. We're emptied that he should fill us.
我很喜欢第三节，倒空好让你来充满。
A clean vessel in his hand.
成为一个你手中洁净的器皿。
I have no power but what he gives us.
除了你所给我们的力量和能力以外，我们自己没有能力。
He gives it to us graciously with each command.
我们只有随着你的命令来供应，我们才能够去做。
I know many of you are in service for the Lord.
我知道你们中很多人都在服侍主。
But he is the one who gives you the power to serve.
但是他是那一位赐给你能力服侍的。
And the less we depend on ourselves and depend more on him, oh, what a blessing it is.
我们如果越少来依靠自己，越多来依靠他，那将成为多么大的祝福。
And the lesson that we've been studying is how he prepares us to be a vessel.
我们今天的课的主题是，他是怎样预备我们成为一个器皿的。
He wants channels that he can flow through.
他渴望得着那些运河，他可以流通我们。
He wants to set us free from the things that block his spirit.
他要释放我们脱离一切拦阻他圣灵的东西。
Oh, they can be our own judgments, our own ideas, our own plans.
这些拦阻可能是我们自己的偏见、我们的论断，或者我们自己的一些计划。
But as we surrender to Jesus everything,
但是，当我们把一切事情降服于耶稣，
that cleans the channel for him to flow through us.
我们这个管道就被洁净，它就可以流通我们。
Yes, as we have been studying, he wants us to be given wholly to him.
是的，正如我们所学习的，他要我们把自己完全的献给他。
And we ask him to search us and cleanse us.
我们请求他来鉴察我们，来洁净我们。
Remove any obstacle that hinders the flow of his spirit.
除去我们里面一切拦阻他圣灵流通的东西。
But as we come to the close of our e-school this year, this is the thought that comes to me.
当我们来到我们今年网校的末尾，正在我心里放下了这样的一些意念。
There's a great purpose in being emptied.
神倒空我们，有他伟大的旨意和目的。
That is to be filled with Jesus.
就是为了让耶稣来充满我们。
You know, when people maybe rise up against us and speak against us, that hurts us.
你知道，有的时候人们起来说一些话反对我们，这就使我们受伤。
And sometimes the critical spirit can harm us for years.
有的时候，一种批评的灵可以很多年都来搅扰我们。
But when Jesus pours out his spirit into our heart, it flushes out all that debris.
但是，当主耶稣把他的灵倾倒在我们的心里，就把那一切的杂质冲掉了。
Our Lord Jesus paid the price for our redemption.
我们的主耶稣为我们付上了赎价。
His great desire was that we be filled with his own spirit.
他极大的渴望就是让我们被他自己的灵充满。
That's why he had the disciples wait in the upper room.
那就是为什么他让门徒们在马可楼上等候。
He wanted to give them his own spirit.
他渴望把他自己的灵赐给他们。
He wanted his work to continue here on earth through vessels.
他渴望他自己的工作在 这个地上继续的完成，借着那些器皿。
And those vessels must be fully surrendered to him.
那些器皿必须是完全降服于他的器皿。
This is the first step in becoming his channel of blessing to the world.
这就是要成为他祝福世人的一道运河的第一步。
We surrender our own will and self-life to him.
我们把我们的自我意志和己生命降服于他。
That surrender should take place in our lives every day.
这种降服应该发生在我们生命中的每一天。
It doesn't matter how long we have known the Lord and served Him, there's always room for more surrender.
不管我们已经认识主多久了，已经服侍他有多久了，总是有更多的空间，我们可以降服给他。
That's exactly the way Jesus lived every day he was here on earth.
这正是主耶稣在地上的时候，他每天过生活的样式。
He continually asked his father for direction as to where to go and what to do.
他每天一直不断地求问父的指引，要到哪里去，要做什么。
He wanted to know what his father's will and choice was for him.
他想要知道父对他的旨意和选择是什么。
Even though Jesus had many trials and crucifixion, his only desire was to do his father's will.
虽然主耶稣经历了许多的试炼，他也被钉在十字架上，但他唯一的渴望就是遵行他父的旨意。
That's what we need to desire the same.
我们也应当有同样的渴望。
Jesus, I am your servant. I want to do your will.
主耶稣，我是你的仆人，我愿意行你的旨意。
Even though it brings trials that I don't like.
即使它会带来我所不喜欢的试炼，
That's what Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said, Not my will, Father, your will be done.
这就是主耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。他说：“父啊，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
And the Apostle Peter tells us that in his epistle, chapter 4, verse 12.
使徒彼得在彼得前书4章12节告诉我们：“
Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you.
彼得前书4章12节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，
As though some strange thing happened to you.
似乎是遭遇非常的事。”
Rejoice. To the extent that you are partaker of Christ's sufferings.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
When his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。
Oh, that's the way we need to be.
哦，我们也应该是这个样的。
We need to rejoice, even though we may be in trial.
我们也需要欢喜快乐，即使我们身在试炼之中。
Hebrews 11, let's turn to that chapter. Paul writes the same.
让我们翻到希伯来书11章，保罗也写了类似的事情。
It tells of all those who were willing to obey God in all things.
这里他提到了那些愿意在凡事上顺服神的人。
Pastor Ruth began our study with talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
郭牧师在网课里提到那些先祖们，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
The entire chapter is full of those who believed God.
希伯来书11章里充满了这些完全信服神的人，他们的故事。
They had faith that God was working.
他们有信心，相信神正在做工。
Even though they went through many trials, they kept their faith and their vision on the Lord Jesus Christ.
即使他们经历了很多的试炼，但是他们一直保持他们的信心的眼睛注视耶稣基督。
Those in the Old Testament had their faith on God.
那些在旧约中的人物，他们相信神。
Let's read verse 36 and 37 of Hebrews 11.
希伯来书11:36-38。
It speaks of those who were used by God. They had trial of mocking and scourging.
这些又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练，
Even of chains and imprisonment.
被石头打死，被锯锯死。
They were stoned. They were sawn in two.
他们甚至被石头打死，被锯锯死。
Well, they were tempted. They were slain with the sword.
他们受试探，被刀杀。
They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskin.
披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑。
They were destitute, afflicted, tormented.
受穷乏、患难、苦害。
Of whom the world was not worthy.
这些人本是世界不配有的人。
Verse 39 says, All these, having obtained a good testimony, did not receive the promise.
39节说，这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。
God provided something better for us that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So, the Hebrew writer is telling us that that's our place too.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们，这也是我们的地位，我们的处境。
That we should walk by faith.
我们应该凭信而行。
We should believe that God is in control.
我们要相信神在掌权。
Even though trials come and the tribulation they went through, we may have to suffer the same.
就像这些人一样，他们经历了试炼和苦难，我们也可能遭受同样的事。
But in Hebrews 12, we see how they endured.
但是在希伯来书12章，我们看到他们是怎样忍受这些试炼的。
I like to start with verse 1. Of Hebrews 12.
我们从希伯来书12章第1节开始读。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race set before us.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放
How
下
do we?
各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
How do we do it? By looking unto Jesus.
我们怎样才能存心忍耐呢？乃是借着仰望我们的耶稣。
He's the author and finisher of our faith,
他是那一位为我们信心创始成终的，
who for the cross, the
他
joy set before him, he endured the cross.
因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
He despised the shame and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
便坐在神宝座的右边。
Verse 3, For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls.
你们要思想耶稣，免得你们心里疲倦灰心。
See, when trials come, and they come not just one or two, sometimes they come three, four, and five all at once.
你知道，当试炼来临的时候，有的时候不是一个两个试炼，而是很多的试炼一起来。
And there's a temptation to be discouraged.
这时候就有一个试探，我们会疲倦灰心。
But as we read in chapter 11 of Hebrews, there were so many that have gone before us endured affliction.
就像我们在希伯来书11章里读到的，在我们前面有这么多如云彩般的见证人，他们都忍受了这些苦难。
Not only in the Old Testament, but in the New.
不单是在旧约里，在新约里也有很多。
Remember Paul himself, how many times he was in affliction.
记得使徒保罗他自己有多少的时候，他也在患难之中。
How they fought against him and even stoned him and thought they left him dead on the ground.
有多少次他遭遇患难，人们用石头打他，有的时候把他在地上，好像就要被打死了一样。
But he counted it all joy when he fell into all these trials and tribulations.
但是当他落在这百般的试炼中，都以为是大喜乐。
How did he do it? By looking unto Jesus.
他是怎样做到的呢？是借着仰望耶稣。
The end of the story is that he would be presented before the Lord, clothed in Christ and Christ alone.
他这一切患难的结局，就是他得以来到父的宝座前，披戴耶稣，单单披戴耶稣。
This chapter is a chapter of faith, believing God.
希伯来书12章是信心的一章，他相信神。
And it's been written for our blessing.
是为着我们的祝福而写下的。
To consider Jesus.
还要我们来思想耶稣，
Consider what he endured.
思想他所忍受的苦难。
They knew about it. If they didn't see it firsthand, they were told about the crucifixion.
这些人如果不是亲眼看到了十字架的苦难，
You know the story in Isaiah, it's a prophecy of what was coming.
他们就好像亲眼看见了一样，你知道，在以赛亚书53章预言了主耶稣的受难。
Chapter 53 in Isaiah, verses 3, 5, and 7.
在以赛亚书53章。第三
Well,
节、
we're
第五
reading.
节、第七节。
This is our Lord Jesus. He is despised and rejected by men.
53章第3节，他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He was a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him.
他多受痛苦，常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。
He was despised, and we did not esteem him.
我们也不尊重他。
In verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.
第五节，乃至他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastisement for our peace was on him, and by his stripes we are healed.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And verse 7, we get more words about him. He was oppressed, he was afflicted.
第七节更多的描述了主耶稣，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。
Yet he opened not his mouth.
他在受苦的时候却不开口。
He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊
哦，
在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
that's the way our Savior suffered.
我们的救主就是这样的为我们受苦，
He was despised, rejected.
他被人藐视，被人厌弃，
He was acquainted with grief.
他常经忧患，饱受痛苦。
He was smitten by God.
他被神击打，
He was afflicted, wounded, bruised, and oppressed.
他受苦、受伤、被压伤、被欺压。
And as his followers, we may encounter these as well as the disciples did.
作为他的跟随者，我们也可能遭受跟他的门徒一样的经历。
In the book of Acts, first we read that Stephen is stoned to death.
在《使徒行传》里，我们读到斯蒂凡也被石头打死。
And then the beloved John loses his brother James when the sword is taken and cut his head off.
然后，主耶稣所爱的门徒约翰，他也失去了他亲爱的兄弟雅各，雅各被砍头。
These were real tests for the disciples.
这些都是门徒们所遭受的真实的考验。
How did they keep going? How did they press on when these things happened?
当这些事情发生的时候，他们怎样能够持续的往前行呢？
Oh, most of us would say, I quit, I throw in the towel.
很多人就会说：“哦，我放弃了，我不干了。”
I expected this would be a joy-filled life.
我以为我们信主要过一个喜乐充满的生活呢。
That we're taught that count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations.
但是神的话说，我们遭遇百般的试炼，都要以为大喜乐，
Because the end is not yet.
因为结局还没有到。
As we come to the end of our e-school this year, we must count it all joy what we are suffering.
当我们接近我们今年往校的尾声的时候，我们必须把我们所遭受的痛苦都要算为大喜乐。
And we see Jesus coming toward the cross. He didn't open his mouth to defend himself.
我们看到主耶稣上十字架的时候，他没有开口为自己辩护。
Isaiah prophesied that he would be silent.
正如以赛亚所预言的。他默然不语。
That's the way our Lord handled the persecution.
这就是主耶稣在受欺压的时候的表现。
As a sheep before a shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
他像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
In the natural, it's so easy to tell people how we're suffering.
在我们的天然人里，我们很容易告诉别人我们怎样的受苦，
Or we complain how someone treated us.
或者我们抱怨别人怎样对待我们。
Oh, we should be careful to be quiet.
哦，我们要小心，我们要安静不语。
We need to run to Jesus and tell Jesus all about it.
我们需要奔向耶稣，告诉耶稣所发生的一切事。
That's when he pours in his own spirit.
在那样的时候，他就可以浇灌下他自己的灵。
So we can say with the Hebrews children in the book of Hebrews that they endured as seeing him who is invisible.
我们就可以像希伯来书的作者所描述的那样，我们可以看见他，如同看见那不能看见的神。
And the blessing of being an empty channel, he flows through us.
当我们成为倒空的器皿的时候，带下的祝福就是它可以流通我们。
His Holy Spirit comes right through this vessel.
他的圣灵就可以直接充满这个器皿，并且流出来。
And he gives us love for others.
他也赐给我们他的爱，可以去爱别人，
The same love he had for them.
就是他自己爱那些人的爱。
The scripture tells us that near the crucifixion, the scripture says Jesus loved his own that were in the world. He loved them to the end.
当主耶稣快要上十字架的时候，圣经告诉我们，耶稣既爱世上属他的人，就爱他们到底。
He knew that Peter was going to deny him,
他知道彼得要否认他。
but he tenderly looked at him when he denied him the third time.
但是当彼得三次不认主之后，主耶稣转过头来，温柔地看着彼得。
That look of love from Jesus' eyes toward Peter broke his heart.
主耶稣向着彼得爱的眼神，融化了彼得的心。
And he went out and wept bitterly in repentance.
彼得就出去痛哭悔改。
We don't know ourselves the way we really are unless the Lord opens our eyes.
除非主开了我们的眼睛，我们不会认识我们自己真实的本相。
So, in the making of a vessel, we pray, Lord, show me myself the way you see me.
所以，当主制造器皿的时候，我们要向他祷告：主，求你开我的眼睛，让我看见你眼中我真实的样子。
Show me my attitude, my reaction.
请你向我显示我的态度，我的反应。
Show me how I spoke out of turn.
请你向我显示我是怎样谈论到别人的，我的口气和态度。
Cleanse my heart.
洁净我的心，
Make me willing to come down at your feet.
使我愿意低伏在你的脚前。
And when we bow before him like that, he pours out his spirit in us.
当我们这样的匍匐在他面前向他下拜，他就把他的灵浇灌在我们里面。
It's not that we try to love people, he gives us his love for them.
不是我们自己竭力的去爱别人，是他把他的爱赐给我们。
The fruit of his spirit is love.
他圣灵的果子就是爱。
The fruit of his spirit is patience.
他的灵的果子就是忍耐、
It's kindness,
恩慈、
long suffering,
恒久忍耐。
and it's joy.
是喜乐。
As we read in Hebrews 12, it was for the joy that was set before him he endured the cross.
就像我们在希伯来书12章读到的，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞
Oh,
辱。
when God pours out His Spirit upon us, like we desire Him to do today, He gives us great joy.
Oh, 当神把他的灵浇灌在我们身上的时候，正像我们今天所渴求的，他就赐给我们极大的喜乐。
Lord, we want to be filled with Your Spirit today.
主，我们今天渴望被你的灵充满。
We know that you've been emptying each one of us.
我们知道你正在倒空我们每一个人。
Everyone that's been in the e-school has heard this over and over again to come down.
我们网校里的每一个学员都一次又一次的听见这个信息，我们要谦卑下来。
They've heard to be surrendered to you.
我们听到了这样的信息，要降服于你，
To be obedient to your spirit,
要顺服你的灵，
to overcome the flesh.
要征服肉体。
But Lord, we know every time we do, you give us more of your own spirit.
但是主，我们知道，我们每一次这样做，你就更多的赐给我们你的灵。
We don't need to be forever empty.
我们不需要一直就是一个空的器皿。
As soon as we empty out just a little, Jesus gives us more of his spirit.
我们只要倒空一点点的时候，主耶稣就把他更多的灵赐给我们。
And our desire is that he fills us completely
我们的渴望就是他要完全的充满我们。
until it becomes no more I, but Christ.
直到不再是我，乃是基督。
God himself wanted the work that Jesus did to continue.
神他自己渴望主耶稣所做的工作在我们身上继续进行。
That's why he chose those 12 disciples
那就是为什么他拣选了12个门徒。
to continue the work that Jesus came to give.
要继续主耶稣在世上的工作。
But first, they had to find out they couldn't do it themselves.
但首先，他们必须发现，他们凭着自己不能做什么。
They needed a savior.
他们需要一位救主。
A savior that would save us from our own self-life.
这位救主能救我们脱离我们自己的己生命。
And then Jesus could indwell us more fully.
好让耶稣可以更加丰满地住在我们里面。
Yes, at conversion, we gave him a part of our heart.
是的，当我们信主的时候，我们就把自己的心献给他了。
But he wants to possess us body, soul, and spirit.
但是他还要完全地占有我们的灵魂体。
Paul came into that life. He said, "It's no longer I that live, it's Christ living in me."
保罗已经进入了这样的生命，他说：“现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
He knew that in himself there dwelt no good thing.
”他深知在他里面，就是在他肉体之中毫无良善。
He never forgot how he persecuted the church.
他永远不会忘记他是怎样逼迫教会的。
He knew himself to be the chief of sinners.
他知道自己是罪人中的罪魁。
But the more he suffered, the more he gave place for Jesus to fill him.
但是他越多受苦，就越多把自己的地位让给耶稣，好让耶稣充满他，
But Jesus would take more control.
好让耶稣更多的掌管他，管制他。
And Jesus' work would be finished among the world.
好让耶稣在世上的工作得以完成。
And he still is looking for vessels like that that are willing to be emptied in order to be filled with him.
今天他仍然在寻找那些器皿，那些愿意自己被倒空，好让他的灵来充满的器皿。
One favorite song is "Live out thy life within me, Jesus, King of Kings."
我最喜欢的一首诗歌之一就是《主，求你从我活出你的自己，你是万王之王
You be the answer to all my questionings
》。你是我一切问题的答案，
and all things have thy way.
在一切事上愿意凭你意行。
So we consider Jesus.
所以我们要来思想耶稣。
We consider how he was crucified.
我们来思想他是怎样钉十字架的。
Another word we have is to remember him.
换句话说，我们就是要来纪念他。
Jesus told them, "When you break the bread in communion, remember me."
主耶稣告诉门徒们，你们每一次来擘饼的时候，都要来纪念我。
Remember me. Remember how I lived among you.
要纪念我，要纪念我是怎样在你们中间活着的。
If we turn to John's Gospel, chapter 6, he told him about it.
如果我们翻到约翰福音第六章，我们看到他怎样告诉门徒们。
Start with verse 48.
约翰福音第六章48节。
He says, I am the bread of life.
他说：“我就是生命的粮。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, but they're dead.
”49节，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die.
这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
And verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
Yes, before Jesus went to the cross, he reminded his disciples, I'm the bread of life.
是的，在主耶稣上十字架之前，他提醒他的门徒们说：“我就是生命的粮。”
In the Gospel of Matthew, we have these words, chapter 26, verse 26.
在马太福音26章26节，我们有这些经文。
As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed, and broke it.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福。
And he gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat.
就拨开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃。”
This is my body.
这是我的身体。
Oh, I've never thought of it like this. We can pass over these words and read it at communion.
哦，我从来没有想到是这样子的。我们在领圣餐的时候，常常读这节经文。
Jesus had already spoken. In John's Gospel, I'm the bread of life.
主耶稣在约翰福音里已经提到，他就是生命的粮。
Now, as he sits at the table before going to the cross, he takes the bread and breaks it.
现在，在他上十字架之前的最后的晚餐，他拿起饼来祝福，拨开给门徒，
His body was soon to be broken.
因为他自己的身体很快就要被拨开，被破碎。
And if you have ever gone through experiences where you feel you're broken,
也许你也有这样的经历，你感觉自己要被破碎了。
Jesus is here to comfort you.
主耶稣在这里要来安慰你。
Because as he was breaking that bread before them, he knew he was going to be broken on the cross.
因为当他在门徒面前拨开这个饼的时候，他知道他很快就要在十字架上使他自己的身体被拨开。
And he tells them, Take eat, this is my body.
他告诉门徒们说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for giving us yourself.
”哦，主耶稣，我们何等的感恩！谢谢你把你自己给了我们。
You are living bread.
你就是那生命的粮。
You're the bread of life to us.
你就是我们生命的粮。
You want to have us remember you
让我们常常纪念你，
and partake of you.
让我们来领受你自己。
I think his first one of his special miracles, he took 5 loaves of bread. And he blessed it, and he fed 5,000 with it.
我们记得他所行的神迹之一，就是用五个饼喂饱了5000人。
The bread became a symbol of himself.
这饼就是他自己的预表。
You can just picture him breaking 5 little loaves of bread.
你可以想象这样一幅图画，他把五个饼拨开了，分给众人。
5,000 were fed, and they took up 12 baskets that were left over.
5,000个人就吃饱了，他们还有12篮剩下的带回家。
That reminded me of a verse in Isaiah 28, verse 28,
这使
chapter
我想起
28.
了，这使我想起以赛亚书28章28节。
It talks about breadcorn.
他讲到了做饼的粮食。
I like the King James Version. It says, breadcorn must be broken.
我很喜欢钦定本圣经的翻译，他说做饼的粮食是用磨磨碎。
Bread flour must be ground is another version.
做饼的粮食必须被打碎。
You don't break it with a cartwheel. I just break it.
不是用
I
露毒把它打散，而是要用磨磨碎。
Any of you ladies that are the cook in the house, you don't go out in the field and gather flour or corn and try to make it into bread.
我们做家里面做厨师的姐妹们都知道，我们不是去地里收集粮食，直接的把它做成饼和面包。
If it's going to feed your family, it has to be broken.
我们要是家人吃这些食物，这些粮食必须先被打碎。
There's a process for that corn to be made into bread.
粮食的颗粒先要被打碎，经历被磨碎的过程，才能做成食物，好像面包一样。
And God has given us afflictions as the instruments to grind us.
神也许可我们经历苦难，好让我们被磨碎，成为他可使用的工具。
Afflictions are God's threshing instruments.
苦难是神打碎我们的工具。
They loosen us from the world.
苦难使我们从世界中被释放出来。
To part us from chaff that's in us.
他把我们生命中的糠秕分离出来，
To prepare us for usefulness.
好预备我们成为可用的器皿。
Bread corn must be broken.
做饼的粮食必须被打碎。
He breaks our ambitions. He breaks our ideas of how things should be done.
他打碎了我们的野心，打碎了我们的计划，我们想要事情怎样的进行？
When we're new and young Christian, we feel we can do anything.
当我们是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，我们觉得我们可以做任何事。
Maybe we even go to college or university and learn how to be successful.
也许我们也进了大学，受了教育，学习怎样成功。
But God's school is different.
但神的学校是不一样的。
He breaks the vessel to make it into instrument for his use.
他打碎这些器皿，好让他们成为神可以使用的工具。
He knows how much pressure to put on it to have it surrendered and yielded.
他知道他可以在我们身上加多大的压力，以至于我们可以完全的降服于他。
That's why I find it so important to fall in love with Jesus.
所以我才认识到，要爱上耶稣这件事是多么的重要。
Some of our teachers speak a great deal about lovership with Jesus.
我们很多的老师都提到，要成为耶稣的爱人，多么的重要。
When you fall in love with Jesus, he makes it easy.
当你爱上耶稣以后，他使一切事变得容易。
He said, "Come to me, my burden is light, my yoke is easy."
他说：“你们要到我这里来，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
It gets easier as we surrender.
”当我们降服于他，就会变得更容易。
As we yield to him.
当我们让位给他。
And as I said, the secret is falling in love with him.
正像我所说的，秘诀是要爱上他。
We come to trust him that his way is best.
我们就信靠他，他的方式是最好的。
Pastor Lai taught in the spring about the advantage of trouble.
赖牧师在今年春季的网校教导了苦难是神话中的祝福。
And we can take those troubles and problems if we are in love with him.
如果我们爱上了耶稣，我们就可以接受，从他的手中接受这些苦难和麻烦。
Then we can trust him to do what he knows is necessary.
我们就可以信靠他，他知道什么事情是必要做的。
He's making us instruments in his hands.
他正在制作我们成为他手中的器皿。
He wants us to do his work and do his will.
他要我们来完成他的工作和旨意。
May we be willing to be a broken vessel.
哦，但愿我们愿意成为破碎的器皿。
That the glory of God's presence may shine out of us to the multitudes in the world.
好让神荣耀的同在可以从我们身上照耀出来，照亮那些世上的人。
People we meet everywhere in our daily life, they're floundering without hope.
在每一天生活中，我们都可以遇见周围很多的人，他们在挣扎着，没有盼望。
Christ wants to shine out of our lives.
耶稣基督渴望从我们的生命中照亮出来。
Our self gets in the way many times.
很多的时候，我们的己生命成为拦阻。
But if we have the faith like those in the book of Hebrews had, faith in God.
但是，如果我们有希伯来书那些信心英雄，他们那样的信心，信靠神，
If we can fall in love with Jesus, we'll come to trust him.
如果我们可以爱上耶稣，我们就会信靠他。
That all things are working together for our good and his glory.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，为我们的益处，也为着他的荣耀。
So, as we come to the conclusion of our lesson, In broken, empty vessels, let's remember the goal is to be filled with Christ.
所以，当我们来到我们网校的结尾，我们要成为破碎、倒空的器皿，目标是我们被他的灵、被他的生命完全的充满。
I remember a story about a lady in the faith homes in Zion.
我记得在锡安城信心家庭一个女士的故事。
She was a quiet little lady in the congregation.
在会众中，她是一个安静的、矮小的妇人。
She didn't seem to be one of the speakers. She was just a member of the fellowship.
她只是会众中一个普通的成员，她不是一个讲员。
No one paid any attention to her.
没有人会注意她。
But one day, when Mrs. Robinson passed by her going on to the platform,
但是有一天，罗宾森师母走上讲台的时候，经过他的旁边。
the Lord spoke in Mrs. Robinson's heart and told her, This lady is nearly a crucified vessel.
当时主就透过罗宾森师母的心里说出这样的话，说这个姐妹她将近是一个被完全倒空的器皿。
No one noticed her, paid any attention to her, but God saw her. giving herself wholly to him.
没有人认识他，也没有人注意到他，但是神看见他了，知道他已经把自己完全献给神。
Allowing him to make her broken bread.
许可神把它变成，使它成为一个破碎的食物。
And he's still looking for those of us to be more surrendered to him.
神今天仍然在寻找那些人，我们中间这些人愿意更多的降服于他。
To want nothing else but his name to be glorified.
不寻求别的，单单要他的名得荣耀。
Remember that he was broken bread.
要记得他自己是被破碎的粮，生命的粮。
And he wants us to follow him, to allow him to break us.
他也要我们来跟随他，许可他来破碎我们。
Oh, Jesus, you are so near today.
哦，主耶稣，你今天离我们是这样的近。
We thank you for this high and holy calling.
我们感谢你这至高的神圣的呼召。
That we endure by looking only unto you.
让我们恒心忍耐，单单的仰望你。
You're the author, you're the finisher of our faith.
你是为我们信心创始成终的。
I want to consider how you endured.
我们要来思想你是怎样恒心忍耐的。
You emptied yourself.
你倒空了你的自己。
You took upon you the form of a servant.
你自己取了奴仆的形象。
And oh, the glorious result, the whole world has the possibility to be saved.
哦，这荣耀的结局就是整个世人都能够因着你而得救。
As your body was broken on the cross.
当你的身体在十字架上被剥开。
Life flowed out of your blood.
生命借着你的血流出来，
Oh, do something for us in the E school.
哦，主耶稣也求你在网校在我们中间做工，
Help us to count it all joy
帮助我们都以为是大喜乐，
when we fall into diverse temptations.
当我们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
That we know you are with us.
我们知道你与我们同在，
You are wanting more territory within us.
你渴望在我们里面得着更多的领土，
That you may live out your life in each one of us.
好让你可以在我们每一个人的生命中活出你自己。
Thank you for your high and holy calling.
我们感谢你这至高的神圣的呼召。
I thank you, Lord. You not only want empty channels, you want channels that are filled with your spirit.
感谢你，你不单是要得着倒空的器皿，而且是要得着那些被你自己的灵所充满的器皿。
Lord, open our hearts today to be filled with you.
主，求你今天就敞开我们的心，让我们被你自己来充满。
Lord, you know each one of the students personally.
求你个别的认识每一位学员。
You see the hunger in their heart.
你看见他们心中的饥渴，
Help us to turn our eyes upon you
帮助我们转眼来仰望你。
and believe you that you're pouring out your own spirit today.
相信你今天正在倾倒下你的圣灵，
That you want to fill us so full we overflow.
你渴望这样的充满我们，直到满意。
And we share you with the world out around us.
我们也把这荣耀分散给我们周围的世人。
We ask it in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们奉你的名恳求主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen。
Let us sit quietly for a few moments.
让我们安静的等候一段时间。
Maybe Sister Alice will sing another time the song.
也许兄弟姐妹可以再唱一次这首诗歌。
我已登峰，暴雪袭境，尝过天上的喜乐，得着生命，充满生灵，好使我沉溺云河。祝我不过是你云河，你要留住你生命。求你永过坚韧坎坷，无忧世间不知尽。不过着意祝福云和，云给四维的客人，云给他们久闻快乐，并此满足的福身。祝我不过是你云和，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，无忧世间无止境。高空好让你来充满，洁净好让你失灵。无力只有你的能干，随你命令来供应。祝我不过是你云和，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，无忧世间无止境。救助求将神灵充满，这个已经奉献身，好让我虽如何一般，从我里面直流奔。祝我不过是你云和，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，无忧世间无止境。祝我不过是你云和，你要留住你生命。求你用我坚韧坎坷，无忧世间无止境。哦，哈利路亚，主啊，求你更多的来充满我们这个器皿啊！主啊，哈利路亚，赞美主。赞美主，好让你这个活水如河一般能够从我们里面直流奔而出。哦，主啊，让这个器皿是这样畅通的，毫无拦阻的。哦，是洁净的，是能够成为主你所使用的啊。主啊，哈利路亚！主啊，我们说我们要愿意更多的匍匐在你的面前，主求你的圣灵现在就来，哦，哈利路亚，你来浇灌，
哈
来
利路亚！
充满，哦，主啊，你来得着这个器皿，好能够使让这个器皿为你所使用，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚，谢谢主，谢谢神。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. More for later, yeah. Let our teachers, Pastor Lai, won't you pray for us, share with us?
他们请老师们祷告，赖牧师可不可以为我们祷告？
哈利路亚，主耶稣，赞美你，赞美主，主啊，谢谢你救赎了我们，使我们的生命中有你做我们的好牧人。主啊，当我们受试炼、遭灾难的时候，主啊，你就是我们的标杆。主啊，我们只要思想你，哈利路亚，主啊，你就将你自己的喜乐、信心、力量充满我们。主啊，有时候我们遭遇到很不容易的事情，几乎是有苦难言。主啊。哈利路亚！我们要效法你，像那沉默的羔羊。主啊，闭口不言。主啊，单单将我们的心向你举起，也将我们心中的忧闷与苦闷向你举起。主啊，你知道，哈利路亚，赞美主。赞美主，你知道我们一切的需要，哈利路亚！你就从你高天上浇灌你的圣灵，浇灌你神的爱，充满我们，把一个极大的释放浇灌在我们里面，施下你的话语，让我们行路有光。主啊，你亲自伸手将。从高天上将我们从大水中拉拔上来，重新站立在磐石上，可以口唱新歌的赞美主，主耶稣，你何等的宝贵，是我们的力量，是我们的山寨，是我们的高台。主啊，也谢谢你，你借着苦难，来破碎我们。主啊，我们要告诉你，说主，我们愿意接受你一切的磨练，一切圣灵的工作，好让我们可以配得给神使用。主啊，你做饼的粮食是用磨碎的，主，我们愿意。这样，让你把我们放在苦难的炼炉中来磨水，好让我可以成为你手中一个可以使用的工具，可以供应，可以叫人得饱足的。所以，做饼的粮食是用磨水的。主，我们愿意。主，当我们顺服。你要我们做的每一件事情，完全降服在你大能的手下的时候，哈利路亚，赞美主，你就把你自己成为我们生命的祝福，把你那极大的喜乐充满我们。因此，主啊。我们为线上所有亲爱的家人祷告，把所遭受的痛苦、自己所不喜欢的事情，都来当做极大的喜乐来献给主。直到我们受过试炼以后，你应许我们必得生命的冠冕，让我们。 都小心、安静，不说话，奔向耶稣基督，笑话主耶稣沉默的羔羊。主啊，哈利路亚！信实的主，你必将神的爱是大大的浇灌在我们的身上，并赐下你生命的话语，使我。指引我们前面的道路，使我们从此行路有光。哈利路亚，赞美主，有你一路的陪伴，也在神的爱中，使我们有力量可以爱人。我这边祷告到这里，我们进入下欢呼、喜乐、赞美。主耶稣，哈利路亚！赞美主，赞美主，你是我们的大喜乐。赞美主，赞美主，愿你也将我们线上的每一个家人都吸引我们，不断的思念主，住在主里面。你应许住在至高者隐秘处的。就必得着那全能者的能力作为，你要亲自作为我们的居所护庇我们。我将为亲所有献上亲爱的家人祷告，都得着主耶稣成为我们的避难所，成为我们的高台，成为我们的居所。祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
赞美主，谢谢你，耶稣。
Oh, Jesus.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢你爱我们，爱我们以至于你自己的身体为我们掰开，钉死在十字架上。你爱我们，不只是要拯救我们免于死亡，你更是要把你自己的生命丰盛的来充满我们，充满我们，让我们可以来做你未做了的工作。为着这个目的，你不得不花上更多更多的时间，用各种的方法来破碎我们，因为当我们不懂的时候，我们总是不愿意，我们总是觉得痛苦，我们总是求不要这个，求你把杯拿走。但是，你为了成就你拯救最终的目的。你不能不耐心的对待我们，对待我们，直到我们愿意。主啊，因为我们只有完全被你破碎，被你洁净，我们里边一切囊主的东西才能够被拿走，你的生命才能够来充满我们。只有被你的生命充满。我们才能够成为你手中的器皿，主啊，假如我们原来并不知道，我们信主的时候并不晓得，主啊，今天你借着各位的老师对我们讲解明白了，我们若要成为你手中的器皿，我们就必须完全的向你降服。让你来破碎，让你来剥夺，让你来倒空，好让你的灵大大的来充满我们，我们才能够成为你手中的器皿，不是靠我们自己的聪明，不是靠我们自己的才能，不是靠我们自己的出什么力，我们可以来。为你做什么事，或者来被你使用， 只有我们完全的低伏，完全的愿意，来让你倒空，倒空，直到我们里边真的空了，我们才能被你使用。主啊，既然是这样，我们现在知道了，我们明白了，我们就要对主说：“主啊，我愿意，我愿意，但愿这一个我愿意成为我们今天在这里每一位同学心里真实的祷告。”主啊，你就来垂听，你就在我们身上来动工。感谢你，赞美你，主啊，愿这个玩笑不是白白的在这里来服侍，老师们不是白白的在这里讲课，而是我们领受了，我们自己明白了，我们愿意也把这个真理传开。让所有的学员也都明白，也都愿意。哦，主啊，愿你的旨意在玩笑里边来成就，愿你在这里多多的来得器皿，感谢你，赞美你，赞美你，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿妹，阿妹。
Jesus, fill us.
Oh, hallelujah, 主耶稣，求你充满我们。
We believe every student today will be filled with more of Jesus.
我们相信今天每一位学员都要更多的被耶稣充
You work without the sound of a hammer.
Amen. 你做工的时候没有锤子和斧子的声音。
You build your temple within us.
你在我们里面建造你的圣殿。
Let our hearts be full of praise.
Oh, 让我们的心里充满了赞美。
Let us practice what we'll be doing for all eternity, worshiping and praising you.
让我们今天就来操练我们在勇士里面所做的，就是来一直不断的赞美你、敬拜你。
It's the best way to escape from our self-life.
这是最好的方式，我们可以逃离我们自己的己生命。
We open our mouth and glorify you.
让我们开口来赞美你，来荣耀你，
We lift you higher.
更高的高举你，
We lift you up for the world to see.
我们高举你，让世人可以看见你。
Come and live out your life within us, each one.
主耶稣，你来，你来住在我们每一个人的里面，每一个人。
Let it be more evident that we have been with Jesus.
让世人更多的看见我们是跟过耶稣的。
That's what they said in Antioch. They must be Christian, Christ-like. They must have been with Jesus.
这就是那些安提阿人所说的，这些人一定是跟过基督的，因为他们看起来就像基督一样。
Because your spirit rests upon them.
因为你的灵安息在他们的身上。
On our Jesus, on every student, on every teacher, every one of us, we want more of you.
是的，主耶稣，我们每一位老师、每一位同工、每一位学员，我们都渴望得着更多的你。Amen.
You paid the price that we might be filled with your spirit.
你已经付上了赎价，好让我们被你的灵充满。
You told us to walk in the spirit.
你告诉我们要行在圣灵里，
To live connected to you.
让我们活着一直的与你连接。
24 hours a day.
一天24个小时，
In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎你。
And we're complete in you.
我们也在你的里面得以完全。
Bless the teachers that weren't able to be with us.
求你来祝福那些不在我们中间的老师们。
Fill us all to overflowing with Jesus.
充满我们每一个人，直到我们被耶稣满意。
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，你来。
Take over.
圣灵，你来接管。
We will close in his presence.
我们在他的同在里结束。